It's got alternative monopolies and, like, verbal crutches.
So there's a thing online called the Tabletop Simulator, and it's where you can basically make various games. I think one of the original purposes was people used it to make original Risk maps based off of whatever, you know, Lord of the Rings and stuff, even before that stuff came out. But you can pretty much do anything you want with it. And I saw recently a photo where somebody made like a kind of a super version of Monopoly.
That's
where
what I'm talking about.
Instead of just going on the outside, it looked just like Monopoly, but instead of just having the properties along the outside border, it kind of spiraled all the way in. So there were like different levels that went in.
Cool.
And the rules were basically Monopoly, but there were more properties and a few other mechanics
cool.
And some of the rules were adjusted to make it more more modern capitalistic, where you could do like, it wasn't just about like buying and selling properties. There was like other fucked up things you could do. like loans and stuff like that.
We're going to crush these unions.
Yeah.
No more unions.
No more unions for the working man.
Community chest. Bucket. You crushed another union.
Yeah, right. Collect $4 million. Dollars.
You just lost the beauty contest.
Monopoly.
Yeah, Monopoly.
We played a good game of Nintendo. We played NES Monopoly last week, I guess it was.
Cool.
And but it was funny because Mike started, like, because everyone was like, let's agree not to auction any things, because in that game you have to either, you know, it's real Monopoly rules, so you either have to buy the property or put it up for auction.
Okay.
And so everyone was like, we all agree we're not gonna do the auction, right?
That was tight.
And then we're like, yeah. And then like Mike lands on a property and he totally puts it up for auction. And then
Dan Johnson kept doing
chaos
that
broke
shit,
out. Well, it's because chaos broke it. Out because there was like a battle where they started like just running up the numbers.
Uh huh. That's funny.
And yeah, so like people would end up paying like $1,000 and shit
for like Oriental Avenue. It was absurd.
It was sadistic shit, man.
It was absurd. Yeah, because originally what happened was the bidding just kept going up and up, and eventually it landed on Daniel instead of Mike, purely because of Mike running out of money or whatever. It was sort of a 50-50 thing, right?
But Jesse was actually like bidding for me, and I didn't actually mean for that to happen. No,
I know, no, I that's a good clarification. Like Mike was not doing the bidding; Jesse was doing the bidding, but like he was just having a go back and forth between Daniel and Mike, and then it just ended up that Mike, Daniel ended up with it. And then of course Daniel got pissed off, so the next time he did it, he all ran it up against them. You know, okay.
But they had both already pulled that shit where they go to the auction instead of buying it, and like,
so were you just buying
and
them?
So it was like, okay, we have to get back at these guys, so like, so like I'm one of them had to buy it, and then like, then you know, at some point somebody pulled that shit on me, and then like,
sure,
you know, it went around and round, and like it was pretty funny. It's a really fun game to play on the Nintendo. Like,
cool.
You have to buy the property.
The animation is all like
hilarious. No. In the board game version, the real rules, you have to buy it or auction it. That's like the official
when you
Monopoly
pay the
rules.
Taxes, like this capital comes out and like chomps your money. Like,
oh, that's
capital,
awesome.
It's
super.
A capital building. And
nice.
All, like, the head like
chomp,
opens
chomp.
Up and like chomps on your money. It's awesome.
Damn right.
Chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp.
The best was when like Daniel ran out of money. And this was, by the way, we must caveat it. This was super late at night already, but Daniel like ran
like
out of
four?
Money, and it was like, you're bankrupt. And then like Daniel was like, what should I do? And Mike was just like, you should just declare bankruptcy. Like Daniel had plenty
Chapter
of
11.
Properties to like mortgage and sell.
Yeah, totally.
We had like we had traded all around, and like we all had monopolies, and things were starting to get like kind of nuts with it stuff.
Sure.
We hadn't gotten to hotels yet, but we were starting to build like houses.
Who owned all like the
houses.
Railroads?
Nobody had a monopoly on that.
We had not had all the railroads. I got like he had one and I had two, and like we still didn't get the other one, like or something. I forget. I don't think anybody ever got that fourth one.
I don't think so. No. Yeah, it was a weird game because there were a few properties that were outstanding that were not purchased.
Like, maybe did anybody ever get electric company?
If they did, it was like right at the end. It was a weird.
It was so
strange.
It was really a weird game.
It was upsetting. It was an upsetting game of Monopoly, but a fun.
That's cool.
And it's just a the play is a little goofy, but it's like still like fun. It's a weird Nintendo game, man.
It is, because it's also like all the NES graphics. So
yeah, totally.
The music is tight.
Glory.
All these little musical bits.
When the pieces move, it's all like bloop, 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 bloop.
And like this hand comes like battle out chest. And rolls this dice. These dice. It's better than Battle Chess. But Battle Chess is pretty tight.
I mean, it's NES 8-bit madness.
8-bit madness.
Is that one of the games like you hacked on the...
Hell Water.
Hacked on your water. NES classics.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I downloaded that and put it on there. That made me want to break out like the real Monopoly. But the nice thing about the NES Monopoly, of course, is that it handles everything for you. Like, it handles like all the money and stuff
like
that.
Yeah,
that's
dope.
You don't have to like have a banker and all that. But the drawback is you are kind of locked into the actual Monopoly rules. So you don't get to do any free parking fun.
Sure.
And I do prefer not having to buy a property, like not having to auction it off.
Right. True.
You know, it's just kind of like whatever. Just like an extra thing, because like when you're in the game, it makes it easy to do. But like sitting around, it's the auction is. It just feels real dumb to be sitting around with a bunch of friends and being like, "I don't want to buy it," so it goes up for auction. It's like, do I hear $10?
And it plays like the super anxious music. That's like and like it keeps like going up in pitch, like, and like it just keeps getting like higher and higher.
Yeah, it's like disturbing.
Each person like bids higher and higher. Well, and it's
who
like,
made
it's
that
mad
game
mad.
Like which company made the Monopoly
or
okay.
I honestly don't know. Maybe Nintendo did it. I have to look that up.
I don't remember.
I don't even have
it's one of my favorite games though. I have that. I mean, I bought that for like Nintendo back in the day. Like,
word.
Monopoly.
And like
Napoli.
You could play like all these different computer characters that were all different. Like I don't know if you can do that with this. I guess you could.
Yeah.
Like we just played with all human characters. Even Dan Johnson played a human character.
It was a stretch.
It was a stretch.
Bit of a stretch.